Shalom to all. Today's episode of Basar Daf Kuf Chav Tes, and we are starting about the fifth line at the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. Hamachalak Nachaz Val Piv Ribul Echon Miyat L'Acher Rechulu. And today's daf is sponsored by Eli Nishmas Marshmerim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, this section that we just quoted, the Mishnah clarified that a man may apportion his estate however he wants, even if it means giving out unequal portions, or that the bechor doesn't get double, as long as he uses a lashon of matana. If he only uses the lashon of Yerusha, it's problematic because it's Mas Namasha Kasa B'Tayra. He's making a stipulation against what's written explicitly in the Torah, but if he used Lashon of Matana, it's okay. And the Mishnah concluded that if he did use Lashon of Yerusha, but he also used Lashon of Matana, either in the beginning, middle, or end, it's valid. Now, before we continue discussing this in the Gemara, it's important to note that this is not according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. We had already had his opinion previously, and we're going to see in the next Mishnah on the top of the next daf that even if he just uses Lashon of Yerusha, a person is able to apportion different amounts to different children, and he can even leave children completely out of the Yerusha if he wants. So I think we're asked, Hechidon Matana v'tchila, Hechidon be'emta, Hechidon be'soif. What does it mean he used Lashon of Matana in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end? And here's the answer. Kesser of Dimin, or if Dimin came from Eretz Yisrael, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. He quoted in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, if the person had said, Tinasin Sada Plainis Laplaini V'Yersha, give this field to so-and-so, and he shall inherit it, Zuhi Matana B'tchila. That's called Matana in the beginning, because he used the word give in the beginning before he used the word Yerusha. Let's say he said, Yersha V'Tinasin Lai, he shall inherit it and give it to him, Zuhi Matana B'saif. That's called Matana at the end. And if he said, Yersha V'Tinasin Lai V'Yersha, he should inherit it, and it shall be given to him, and he shall inherit it, Zuhi Matana Be'emtza, that's considered Matana Be'emtza. Now here we have a further clarification, and this is going to be subject of quite a big machlokes. V'davka ba'adam echad v'sada achas, this is only with one person and one field. Namely, if the father says to one of his sons, we're going to call him Reuven, obviously, the Reuven shall inherit this field, and it shall be his. Again, he uses Lashon of Matana and Yerusha, that's when we're going to follow it, because again, it's one person and one field. Aval, however, ba'adam echad u'shtei sadais, sada achas, u'shnei b'nei adam, lai. But if the father addressed one child and gave him two separate fields, or it was two children and gave them one field, then we do not say this, because we can't take the Lashon of Matana that was said to one and apply it to the other, either that was said to one field and apply it to the other field, or that was said to one brother and apply it to the other brother. However, Blazar says, even if it's one person with two fields or two people in one field, we will apply this, because we could say that one Lashon goes on the other. If it's two fields and two people, then we cannot apply it, because we have two separate people and two separate fields. For example, the father said, this field is Yerusha to Reuven, and that field is given to Shimon. Here we definitely can't apply the Lashon of Matana that was said to one to the other one. Now, we have a different opinion because Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, let's say this was the father's Lashon. Tinasin Sada Plainis Laplaini, give this field to that one, V'yirash Plaini Sada Plainis, and that one should inherit that field. Rabbi Yechon Amar Kana, Rabbi Lezar Amar Loi Kana, Rabbi Yechon says he is Kana, Rabbi Lezar says he's not Kana, and on this, Amarli Abai L'Ravin, Abai told Ravin, Anchatas on Chada, V'yizkaft on Chada. On one of these statements, you made it good for us, it's okay, this is the Lashon of Nicha, and on the other one, we have a problem. We can understand there's no steer or shita. The first Lashon of Reb Lazar that was quoted by Rav Dimi, that's talking about Adam Echon and Shtei Sadois, and that's a valid Lashon, whereas Khan, this one that you, Ravin, just quoted in the name of Reb Lazar, is B'shnei Ben Adam U'Shtei Sadois, and that's why it's not valid. El Reb Yechon, Reb Yechon Kashub, we have a steer Reb Yechon on himself. The first member Reb Yechon said Shtei Sadois and Shnei Ben Adam is not valid, and over here we have Reb Yechon saying Shtei Sadois and Shnei Ben Adam is valid. So that's a problem on you, Ravin, steer Adir Reb Yechon. What are we going to do? So Ravin answered, Amirai Ninu Valibi Reb Yechon, it's Machlik Samirayim, what Reb Yechon holds, namely, myself and Rav Dimi arguing what Rabbi Yechanan holds, and I say that Rabbi Yechanan does allow two people and two fields. Now we have another opinion, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Laikana, when we're dealing with two people and two fields, there still is no kenyan, Achiyomar, until the father says the following lashon, Plaini Uplaini, this one and that one, Yershu Sada Plainis Uplainis, they shall inherit this field and that field, Shenosatim Lahem, that I'm giving them Bimatana as a gift, Yershim, and they shall inherit them. And the reason why Rish Lakish allows only in this case is because it has to be very apparent that each one has their own Lashon of Yerusha and Matana. If the father had just said, give this field to Reuven and give that field to Shimon and they shall inherit them, that's still not sufficient because that sounds like that one of them has a Lashon Matana and the other one is getting the Lashon Yerusha. It has to be that both of them have their own Lashon Matana and Yerusha, and the only way that's possible is the way Rish Lakish has told us is if we have the sandwich Lashon. What did he say? Plenu Plenu Yershu Sada Plenu Plenis Shenosatim Lahem. And so here we have a Lashon of Yerusha and Matana, and then he said, Bimatana V'Yershum as a gift and they shall inherit them. And so once again, that's the only way that Shnei Bnei Adam and Shtei Sadais would work. The Gemara continues discussing this, but Plugta, this is actually Machlekes other Amoraim as well. Amar Vamnuna, Vamnuna says, Loshon is only taught El Adam Echad U'Sada Achas if it was told to one person and it was only one field. Aval Adam Echad U'Shtei Sadais, if it was one person and two fields, Sada Achas U'Shnei Bnei Adam, or one field and two people, Loi, then this Loshon doesn't work, because again, the Loshon Matana on one field doesn't work on the other one, or the Loshon Matana that was said to one person doesn't work for the other. Whereas Rav Nachman says, Afil Adam Echad U'Shtei Sadais, Sada Achas U'Shnei Bnei Adam, even if it's one and two or two and one, it would still doesn't work. But if it's two people and two fields, then it doesn't work. Rav Sheshes tells us, and this is just like Ravin's quote, Rabbi Yechanan, even if it's two people and two fields, it still would work. And Rav Sheshes explains, how do I know this? Itanya, there's a brisa. Now, this brisa is talking about a father just about to pass away, giving instructions to his apotropos, to the manager of his estate, how much money should be given to his kids after he dies. I mean, if the father says, to new shekel abanai b'shabes, give a shekel a week to my children for their expenses, and it's important to note that a shekel is half of a sela, and the brisa continues, v'ruy elitin sela, really it's fitting to give them a sela, meaning a shekel is not enough for their expenses. They really need a full sela, which is double. Nesalim sela, the apotropos, the manager of the estate, could give them that sela, because it's obvious from the father's statement that he just wants them to be supported. He mentioned the shekel, but he wasn't makbid on that shekel, and he's okay with giving them more. However, vim amar, if the father said, al titnu lehem el a shekel, don't give them anything except for a shekel, then ein nesalim el a shekel, the manager of the estate is only allowed to give them a shekel, because obvious from the father's lashon of al titnu lehem el a, that he's only allowed to give this amount. Now, vim amar, let's say the father had said, im mesu, if these sons die, kof chavtas on base on top, yirshu acherim tachteihem, others should yarshin this instead of them, bein shamar tenu, bein shamar al titnu, whether he used lashon of tenu or al titnu, ein nesalim el a shekel, in this case, the manager is only allowed to give them a shekel, because it's obvious that the father wants this money to go to somebody else after these children die, and therefore he wants to be mitzamtzem. He wants them only to receive a shekel so that there's money left over for other people. Now, what do we see from here? V'hach over here, the chshtei sadus u'chshnei b'nei adam dami. It's like two fields and two people. How so? Well, it's obvious that it's two people, because he said first it goes to you, and then it goes to somebody else, and it's also like chshtei sadus, because what one is getting, the other one does not get. Whatever's left over goes to the other one, but it's considered like two separate things. And here we have two different lashanas. The first one we're told the lashon matana, and the second ones were told the lashon of Yerusha. And uktani, nonetheless, what does the brisa say? The kani, that there is a valid kenyan here. And so we see that even by shtei sadais and shnei bnei adam, we could still apply the lashon said to one to the other, and it's still valid. However, now the gemara says, who might have loved whom a fire claw? He asked this and he answered it. In other words, Rav Sheshes used this as a question on the other man to amrim, proving his own shita, and now he's showing out it's not necessarily raya against the others and a proof for him. How could this be explained differently? Baroy liyarshai, this could be talking about where the people whom he mentioned are fitting to yarshin him. Rabbi Yechon Breikahi, this is according to Rabbi Yechon Breikah. In other words, Rav Sheshes is saying that this case could be talking about where the father had, let's say, six sons, Reuven, Shimon, Levi Yehuda, and Yisachar and Zvulun. And he had said to the manager, I want you to give Reuven and Shimon a shekel per week. And after Reuven and Shimon die, I want it to go to Levi. And this is all considered just one Lashon of Yerusha. It's not really relevant that he used the Lashon of Matana. And how does that work? As we've been saying the entire time, if he's giving different portions of the state to different children, and he's even leaving some out of the equation, doesn't he have to use the Lashon of Matana? And that's what we just said, Rabbi Yechon Breikah, this is according to Rabbi Yechon Breikah, whom we had said doesn't care for this Lashon of Matana, and that the father is able to give, even just using Lashon of Yerusha, different portions of different children and leave some of them out. And so therefore this entire brisa could be like Rabbi Yechon Breikah, and once again it could be saying that Reuven and Shimon get this, and after Reuven and Shimon it goes to Levi, and Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun are totally left out of it. However, Amar Vashi, Vashi tells us, Tashma, here we're going to have a ride from the following brisa, just like Rav Sheshes, and not like the other man to Amrim. Let's say a person says before he dies, Nechasei Lecha, my Nechasim go to you, V'acherecha, Yirash Pliny, and after you, meaning after you die, Shimon should inherit them, V'acherecha, and after you, meaning after Shimon dies, Yirash Pliny, Levi should inherit them, Meis Rishon, when Reuven dies, Kana Sheni, the second one acquires them, Meis Sheni, when the second one dies, when Shimon dies, Kana Shlishi, Levi acquires them, V'meis Sheni, B'chai Rishon, if Shimon died when Reuven was still alive, and then Reuven dies, Yachzor Nechasim L'Yarshei Rishon, the Nechasim go to the Yarshim of the first one, meaning they go to Reuven's Yarshim, and they do not go to Levi, because the only way they could get to Levi is if they go through Shimon, but Shimon died in the interim. Now, V'hacha over here, the Chishtei Sadeh Chishnei B'nei Adam Dami, this is just like two Sadehs and two different people, V'ketani the Kana, we see very clearly in the Braisa that the next person is Kana them, and V'chitim, if you want to suggest, Hachanami B'roi L'Yarshai, Rabbi Yechon Breikahi, then this Braisa as well is talking about where the people whom he's giving these fields to are able to Yarshin him, they're his children, for example, and this is going contra Rabbi Yechon Breikah, well, Ihachi, if that's so, Meis Sheni, Kana Shlishi, if the second one, Shimon, dies, the third one is Kana them, how would it be that it goes from Reuven to Shimon, then after Shimon it goes to Levi, if we're going like Rabbi Yechon Breikah? And why is that? Because Ashal Rav Acha, Rid Rav Avya, Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avya, sent the following message, L'div Rabbi Yechon Breikah, according to Rabbi Yechon Breikah, if a person says, Nechasai Lecha, my Nechasim go to you, V'acherecha L'Plaini, and after you they go to somebody else, V'rishon Roy L'Yarshai, and the first person whom they were given to is able to Yarshin, the one who gave them to him, for example, the father is giving it to his son, and he says, after you die, it goes to somebody else, Ein L'Sheni Makam Rishon Klom, the second one does not get anything when we have the first one there. Shein Zeh Lashon Matana, this is not a Lashon Matana, El Lashon Yerusha, this is just a Lashon of Yerusha, V'Yerusha Ein LaHefsek, and Yerusha doesn't have a Hefsek, there's no stop to Yerusha. In other words, as we've been saying in Shitas Rabbi Yechon Breikah, when a father apportions Nechasim to his kids, even if he uses Lashon HaMatana, it doesn't make a difference. It's considered a regular Yerusha, and therefore a father can't say, Nechasim go to you, and after you die, they go to somebody else. Since Nechasim are going to the first you, the Reuven over here, when Reuven dies, that goes as Yerusha to his children. It doesn't go to Shimon or the other person the father mentioned. And so going back to Ravashi's brisa that he quoted, when a person says, from the fact that the brisa tells us that it goes from person 1 to 2 and 2 to 3, that clearly shows us that we're not going like Rabbi Yochanan Breika. It must be that even when we're dealing with two people and two fields, it's still a valid lashon, and that's just like Rav Sheshes, Tiyufta, the Kula Tiyufta, this is a valid refutation to all the other opinions other than Rav Sheshes, which again we had also said was Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara suggests, let me have a Tiyufta to Rish Lakish. Let's say this is a refutation to Rish Lakish as well, because Rish Lakish said that the only way two people and two fields work is if it's very clear that there's two lashonis of Yerusha and two lashonis of Matana. But over here we don't have that, so maybe it's a refutation to Rish Lakish, and the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Vitizbra, is it logical to say that? Va'amar Rava, Rava had told us, in these three things, we're not going to talk about the other two, but one of those things is this member of Rish Lakish over here. So it can't be a refutation to Rish Lakish. And obviously the question is, how are we able to take this brice over of Ashi and fit it into Shitas Rish Lakish? The answer is, like Kasha, there's no problem. Over here in this brice that Rav Ashi just quoted, that we don't need to have two Lashonis of Yerusha and two Lashonis of Matana for it to work, that's referring to Teichidei Dibur. It's within Kidei Dibur. Kidei Dibur means the amount of time it takes to say a Dibur, an utterance, a saying. And we know that that's the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. It's a very short amount of time. And it's in this situation that even Rish Lakish agrees that if a father within Teichidei Dibur gave two fields to two separate people, even though we didn't have two Lashonis of Matana and two Lashonis of Yerusha, nonetheless it's still valid. Because Teichidei Dibur, it's like they're attached to each other. Whereas Kan L'Achidei Dibur, when Rish Lakish originally made his statement on Amud Aleph that we have to have two Lashonis of Yerusha and two Lashonis of Matana, that's talking about where these two Lashonis were separated from each other by Teichidei Dibur, by the amount of time it takes to make this utterance of Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And since they were separated from each other, they weren't said within Teichidei Dibur, so then we have to have two Lashonis of Matana and two Lashonis of Yerusha. So there's no stira. Now, once we mention this concept of Teichidei Dibur, the Gemara tells us, Vehilchsa, the halacha is, call Teichidei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Anytime we have two statements made, Teichidei Dibur of each other, that's Kedibur. It's like one statement. For example, if a person tries to make something into a carbon and then he retracts and says, you know, it's not a carbon, or he says one statement and the next statement is contradictory. There's a number of other examples as well where he basically said two statements, one after another, but within Kedei Dibur of each other, we say it's considered like one statement and not like two separate statements. Labar, except for the following two cases. When dealing with Avodah Zarah, if a person takes an item and designates it as Avodah Zarah, and Teichidei Dibur, he's chayzer from that, he says, no, it's not Avodah Zarah, it's still Avodah Zarah and it's still Aser, and that's based off a pasuk that tells us, Shaketz Shaktzenu, that we should utterly abhor and be disgusted from Avodah Zarah. And so even though for a split second he made an Avodah Zarah and Teichidei Dibur took that back, it doesn't make a difference, it's already Aser. And lastly, Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph on top of a Kiddushin, we also do not say Teichidei Dibur by Kiddushin. If a person is Mekadesh a woman, he says, Areit Mekudesh Ezli, and then Teichidei Dibur, he takes that back and says, really the money's a gift and it's not Kiddushin. We do not say that Teichidei Dibur is Kedibur Dami. She's still considered married to him to some extent, namely that he would have to give her a get in order to divorce her. It's not enough for her to just walk away. We're going to stop her for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah, continuing to discuss this whole concept of giving his Yerusha to his kids in the manner not prescribed by the Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.